Milt Pulitzer here with this week's column, CourthouseNews.com. Here's an ethics question for you. If it's unethical to claim in ads that you'll get good results for clients, is it ethical to claim everyone else will get lousy results? I asked myself this last week because I'm always challenging myself and have nothing better to do. This was also after spotting a press release from the Mesothelioma Victim Center with this headline. Quote, family members of factory workers need to contact the Mesothelioma Victim Center to avoid unknowingly slowing down the compensation process by hiring the wrong lawyers, close quote. Who are these wrong lawyers? As far as I can tell, it's anyone not working for the Mesothelioma Victim Center. According to the press release, the center wants you to call it, quote, to discuss the fact that by not making the hiring of one of the nation's most skilled and capable mesothelioma attorneys a priority, the mistake could literally cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars or more, close quote. And who are the nation's most skilled and capable mesothelioma attorneys? Apparently it's a secret. There's no clue in the press release or on the center's website. What is the Mesothelioma Victim Center? An advocacy group? A nonprofit charity? Well, according to the center's website, it's an advocate that makes certain, quote, our clients, close quote, get the best possible compensation and legal representation. Sounds strangely like a law firm. My favorite part of the center website is the press release page that contains a series of releases with each one separated by the logo of a different news outlet. I guess we're supposed to think those publications used the press releases, or maybe read them and threw them away. I don't know. But my favorite is Autoblog. That's where I get most of my legal advice. The FAQ page, by the way, is no help either. Apparently, no one frequently asks who the heck the Mesothelioma Victim Center is, and all the questions are taken from the National Cancer Institute. Well, it does show they've done some research. This is mystery marketing at its finest. Strange simile. Another question for you. What do guns and watches have in common? Really, what do they have in common? This is not a riddle. I want to know. I ask because this strangely specific sentence appeared last week in a ruling from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit called United States of America versus Gates. Quote, the Glock was thus as dangerous in the defendant's use of it as if the pawn had instead been a Patek Philippe watch. Close quote. I'm picturing the judge who wrote this struggling mightily to come up with something to compare the gun to, scratching his head and then checking his wrist for the time. Aha! Social media advice. Here's a tip for your criminal clients. Don't post all of your pictures. Don't post pictures of all of your activities on Facebook. It's fine to be proud of whatever you're doing and to let family and friends see you at your best, but sometimes modesty is a better course. The gang Facebook page should be restricted to vacation photos and cat videos. Cute ones with kitties wearing your colors. I know this because of a ruling last week by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit called U.S. versus Payne Owens, in which the court says that pictures on Facebook of the defendants posing with guns can be allowed into evidence at his trial for possessing those guns. Someone needs to recheck their privacy settings. See you next week.